podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Somebody sent me a link that was like, somebody translated the words to the Yub Nub song.
What's the Yub Nub song?
Yub Nub from Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Like Yub Nub.
They translated the Ewok language. The
Ewok language into like what that song is. And Yub Nub is freedom.
So they're like, freedom. We're talking freedom.
Yeah.
Oh, that freedom is sweet.
It's so good.
Goddamn sweet.
Yeah, goddamn. Fucking awesome.
This is George from Los Angeles, and you're listening to the TanCast podcast.
Tim. Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House. By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways. Andy to Atlanta, Noah to San Francisco, and Tim to Los Angeles. Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies, TV, tech, politics, food, Disney, comics, Star Trek, Apple, or sometimes just stories of the good old days. These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content. This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound...
You said people are gonna die?
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the TanCast. Oh my.
Ass everywhere, ass everywhere.
Yeah, well, indeed, ass everywhere.
Welcome to TanCast, where there's ass everywhere.
Yep. Episode 154, Your Mom's a Whore.
Ah, that's what I was going to go to.
I almost went with Don't Date a Whore.
I don't know, it's bad. You probably get freebies.
Well, yeah.
I'm Tim, the T in Don't Date a Whore.
I'm Andy, the A in Don't Date a Whore.
I'm in the Noah in I Make the Booty Clap.
There's no N in Make the Booty Clap.
Because I knocked the shit out of there. It was there, but I just made it clap and it fell off.
The funny thing is, there is an N in Don't Date a Whore.
I know. I had the blue
and a T and an A.
Yeah, well, my momentary pause was I was parsing it to make sure there was an A before I claimed to be the A in it. So, welcome to Don't Date a Whore cast. Fuck, I don't speak English well.
We know.
You don't do anything well.
Oh, burn.
Ding, ding dong.
We ask your wife. Boom, shakalaka-laka.
Yes, well. So, does anyone have any news this week?
Noah's made a prepared statement. There will be no questions.
There is. It's a very special episode of TanCast. No.
Because we're recording it on Father's Day, and Noah's going to be a daddy.
No, not even close. I'm actually going the opposite direction. Me and my wife are divorced, or we're not divorced yet. We're getting divorced. And I have moved to San Francisco, so I'm actually officially in San Francisco now.
No longer San Francisco adjacent.
Nope. I'm sure some of you like wondering what happened. And I think, you know...
It's none of your fucking business.
No, be nice.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think overall, I think we just weren't right for each other. So yeah, that's it. It's sad. It's been going on for a while. Almost a year now. Wow. So, yep. That is that. So, maybe I will talk about my dating. Probably not, though.
Maybe just in broad sweeps of the brush.
Yes, maybe. We'll see how it goes.
So what you've just learned, ladies, is that the sexy voice in TanCast is now single.
Also.
Oh, shit.
And not looking to date for a while.
He's got a pretty big dick, so yeah, hopped right up on that.
Yeah, he's got a pretty big dick. And Mount Everest is a pretty large hill.
It is.
Did I ever talk about the penis book I shot for on here?
No.
I think we've mentioned it, okay. But it was very early on, so people who Maybe. Are trying to play catch up, they have no idea.
Okay, well, I'll briefly talk about it. So a few years ago, I saw a posting on a website where someone was shooting a penis book, and you would go in and they take a picture of you flaccid and erect, and then they had like a curtain so the people who were shooting couldn't see, I guess, the top of you, or no one could see the top of you, and then the book was gonna be life size, so it's gonna be as big as the biggest person that came in for the shoot.
A.K.A. Noah size.
No. Sadly, I don't think it ever got released. Like, I would email the guy, you know, for a few years, and he'd be like, oh, we're still working on it, trying to get, you know, this and that. And nothing ever came of it. So what was supposed to happen is...
Like, he says this and that, not we're trying to get cock and balls.
No, he just meant trying to get, like, funding and a publisher.
Yeah.
And,
funnier my way, though.
So for shooting the book, we were supposed to get a free copy. So never came to be. I still have that guy's email address, though. I should email him again.
You know what would be really funny? If that book comes out, flip to your page and pose next to it. Not all of you, just your cock. So you've got the live cock next to the picture of the cock. Because then it proves it's life size.
Wait. That's a way to go, Andy.
Yeah, that's one way to go.
No, I thought the book was out. I think the book was going to be called Members Only.
That is what you would call that book.
So yeah, that was something you just said reminded me of that. So there you go.
Okay.
I think it was about how you have a big penis.
Oh yes, it's not that big.
Yeah, it is.
No.
It's pretty big.
No, it's normal size.
It's a good size.
Normal size.
It's abnormal size.
It's above average.
I like to undersell people, and then when you know she goes down, like holy shit.
Yep.
So when she goes down, or when shit goes down.
Either one. So it's small.
Tiny.
Won't even notice.
It's like
it.
A micro penis.
Fuck, she's got to be mentally prepared to see that thing. Like, oh, it's tiny. What the fucking shit?
I was hung like a baby.
Gotten that reaction.
Come face to face with God.
God just came out of your face.
Yeah, I don't think Noah's ever gotten the holy shit reaction, but I think he has gotten appreciative applause.
Nope, not even applause.
Oh.
Not even a golf clap.
Very nice.
Silence on the green. He's got his balls near the hole.
Oh, if it's green, no wonder they're not applauding.
Oh, he's going in for a stroke.
Well, once again, sir. Noah well comes played. In one under par.
That's a double bogey.
That cracked me up. So, Tim helped me move yesterday. Thank you, Tim.
Hey, no problem.
And along with other people, Zach, Jeff, Stephanie, OG Steph, and Roberto, who I'm now living with. They all helped me move. It was very appreciated.
Yeah, Roberto didn't think Jeff or I were good people to help move. And Noah found that shit hilarious at any given opportunity.
But I didn't find it hilarious until they're actually helping me move. Tim was having trouble helping me move something.
I wasn't having trouble with the fucking box. I was just
not the box,
holding
the
it
bed,
different.
The bed. I don't know why.
The bed was very awkward.
At the moment, I just saw it crack the shit out of me. I was just like laughing and laughing.
Yeah, see what? Like a little, like, I can't remember what analogy I used. You're like,
Tim's little.
Oh, fuck yourself.
But Tim was very helpful, and so was Jeff. It was very appreciated.
I feel Jeff got the short end of the stick being as far down the stairs as he was.
Whew, man, he was winded.
It's going to be winded going up and down this, you know, this little flight of stairs, but, you know, there was people, it seemed like there were people stacked far enough down the stairs that I was, you know, taking an equal share, but then when, like, we sat down, Jeff was like, and he was like, no, I'm just out of shape. And I said, as opposed to Adonis over here, like, it's not like I'm in shape.
Well, yeah,
I feel like you must
go.
Have been fucked
those
somehow.
Those stairs are hard. Before we had moved, I had, like, taken 3 days, and I had moved, like, a bunch of boxes up and then, you know, up the stairs. Yeah, it's hard.
That's what she said about yep. Noah's wang.
No, she didn't.
She did.
No one ever said such a thing.
She said it.
I have a nice view out of my window, as Tim has seen.
Yes. So are you looking at it right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think I put my my monitor over in the left corner because there's not much to see over there because that's not where the intersection is.
Ah.
Since I don't care if it blocks some of that view, but either way, there's lots of stuff to see. I went for a little walk today.
And there are lots of lovely ladies hanging around by Noah's apartment.
Yes, there are. Like, every day, like, I don't think a day has gone by where I haven't seen some lady where I'm like, that lady is attractive.
There was, Andy, there was hot women waiting for the bus.
Wow.
For the bus, Andy.
San Francisco is a different place.
There are no hot women waiting for bus. I would lived in L.A. for years. I would wait for the bus. I would ride the bus. There was nary a hot woman. And that's where all the hot women are in L.A.
On the bus?
No, in L.A.
Yeah.
Oh. Gotcha.
Everybody who someone has lied to and told them they were attractive has come to L.A. and trying to make it.
You're pretty. You should be like a model movie star.
And then you can have that girl bring you eggs at Denny's in L.A.
Yep.
So I've achieved, I don't know if it was a life goal, but one thing I've wanted to do for a while, like being walking distance of a bar. And I am walking distance of a lot of stuff now.
You've never been in walking distance of a bar before now?
I guess technically I have.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not like Tim and I back at the Ta apartment.
Oh yeah, with fuck yeah, we could walk to Tunes.
we had a circuit.
Polyesters.
That we did. Yeah. We would just go like in a big circle and come back to the apartment drunk. Well, I came back to the apartment drunk. Tim came back to the apartment
unfulfilled.
Laughing at me.
As did the women that he went on a date with.
They were very fulfilled. They found some, you know, guy.
Yeah. The entire time that we lived there, a week before we moved, was the first time that I went, man, I wish that we'd taken the time to clean that place up.
What? You guys weren't Johnny on the spot with the cleaning?
Oh, no, not at all.
I did not notice.
Surprising.
No, it was just that that one time that MILF was nibbling on my neck. I was like, oh, I live close to here. Oh, I live close to here, but it's a catch-22. If I can get her there, nothing's going to happen. Maybe I can blind her between here and there.
Nice.
But as Tim has proven, you do not need to have a neat and tidy room to get any.
Yes, this is true. But she was in her 30s. I don't think some 20-year-old dude's crappy, shit-piled-high apartment was going to be...
Man,
you know.
She didn't care. You should just tell her
you're into kinky stuff and blindfold her as soon as she came in.
Where were you 15 years ago?
I was living with my parents.
He was, in fact.
Actually, I guess it was 10 years ago. Yeah, 11, something like that. Whatever.
I was telling Tim before we started, it is loud in the city. I did not anticipate how loud it would be. Like, there was just shit going on late night by my window. Like, people yelling, buses, and I was like, Jesus.
Oh, I figured you'd be getting, like, some earplugs or something.
I did not. And I did not sleep well last night, but that could have been a combination of, A, it was loud, and also, I'm in a new place.
Yep. You keep waking up every half hour. Is that an axe murder? Am I going to get raped? No? Okay.
Do you have a female roommate now?
No. Well, one guy has a girlfriend.
I thought they had a female roommate in that apartment.
They may have at one point, but they're mostly it's just one guy has a girlfriend currently.
Ah, okay.
But I think females have lived here in the past.
Okay. Females.
What?
I mean, it just sounds funny. Females.
Sorry,
well, I know.
You say?
Which one of us?
Would you say, Andy?
Oh, I just said you've been studying them in the wild. It wasn't that funny.
Oh, gotcha.
But what I was about to say was a little funnier, which was, hey, if you've got that that window that just overlooks the corner of hotness, you should just open it up every once in a while. Like, hey, anyone want to bang?
Drop down the keys.
Yep. Well, I was going to say, first dangle your wang out the window so they know what they're going to be working with.
Dangle
well, that's how you put the keys on the end of.
Yes.
I was just about to say that. It will touch the ground.
If I can lower you the keys on my penis, will you come up?
I'm within a mile of Golden Gate Park.
That's nice.
Is the Castro not far from you?
Yeah, Castro is just... The actual street Castro is like...
There's a comedy show I do in the Castro, and so next time I do it, I will come by and say hi.
I will come by and check your show out. I'm so close.
That was where I got kissed on the neck.
Oh, by the gay dude?
Yep.
Thought he was just coming in for a hug and like, laid it on you.
He's like,
yep. Wife heard that from the other room, thought it was funny.
But didn't she, was she upset when she first heard it? Like, you got kissed on the neck?
No.
Oh, okay.
She was more like, why would you do that, idiot? Why would you let someone get close enough to kiss you on the neck?
I didn't. He's quick.
I did not know he was going to do it.
Now Tim's going to check with everybody. So, hey, Tim. Wait. Are there any kisses coming?
I kissed him on the neck. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
But he started it.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You started doing gay stuff.
That is not true.
Noah took out his nipple rings because he used to tweak his nipples all the time.
That was not the only reason.
That's ancient history.
To be fair, I would also bump into stuff, and I was afraid about scraping against stuff, and he was just one of the reasons.
Again, my version of the story was better.
Okay.
I don't know if that's ever true, but okay.
It's occasionally true, as it was in this point.
No.
Well, Tim, I know you didn't move anywhere or divorce anyone this week, but do you have any news?
Danelle and I went out without the baby for the first time.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, you saw... Well, I'll let you say it.
I will say it. Here I come. Saying it. We saw Green Lantern.
Ooh.
And?
It was actually pretty good. Not unlike... this is going to ruin my credibility, but not unlike Hancock. Like, people said it was... People kept saying it was bad, and I was like, this is... Like, I kept waiting for, like, some major turn to be like, oh, that's why it's going to be shitty. And then, like, credits. I was like, well, that was all right.
Didn't you not like the ending of Hancock, though? Was that you?
I don't think so.
There was much to Hancock not to like.
For some reason, I thought someone didn't like it. Like, they like it up to a point until, like, you found out more about what was going on. And I think that kind of ruined it a little bit for them.
No, that wasn't me.
Okay. I enjoyed Hancock as well. I mean, it wasn't great, but, yeah, like Tim said, it was better than people were making out to be.
Yeah, and I would say, I don't know if that is necessarily the same, but I mean, like, I would say it is... No, it's obviously not as good as The Dark Knight. I would say not even as good as Iron Man, but I would say it's on par with Spider-Man, the first one.
Huh.
Certainly better than the third one.
That's pretty decent, then.
Yeah, a lot of people... Well, but a lot of people like the first Spider-Man, so what do you think it is about Green Lantern that they're not liking?
I'm not really sure. One of the things that I was worried about going in is that it was going to be Ryan Reynolds and his Ryan Reynolds charming, you know, like his jokey
persona,
like the whole way through. Like, just, you know, one-liners, I guess, is, you know, and, you know... Like, it was going to be Van Wilder in a Green Lantern costume.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and he had moments like that, but not when he was, like, not when it was inappropriate, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, there was parts where the character needed to be, you know, Ryan Reynolds charming, and he was, and then there was parts where the character needed to get down to business, and he did.
Oof. 25% fresh. Well, it's rotten on Rotten Tomatoes.
Fuck people. Fuck Rotten Tomatoes. Here's another problem, though. I'm not intimately familiar with the Green Lantern story. Like, I don't know as well as I know Superman.
But you know movies, right?
I know movies, yes.
When critics
usually... Well, because I know a lot of fanboys are upset.
Yeah, but I'm saying when, like, the critics review the movies, do they really go into, like, the history of the character, or are they just basing it pure, like, on a movie standpoint?
Well, don't Rotten Tomatoes, don't they take reviews from just pretty much any source?
Well, right. That's just
yeah,
and a lot of them are internet reviewers, and a lot of internet reviewers are comic book dorks.
Yeah, but their top critics one, the, like, you know, professional cream of the crop or whatever they're going to call them, 15% liked it.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Well, because I read one review that are like, you know, if you've read the comics, you're going to be like, wow, they have left so much out. And if you haven't read the comics, they're going to be like, you have no idea what's going on. I'm like, you know what? I have exactly the idea what's going on, and it was fine.
Hold on a second.
Come in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Oh, I'm just recording Tancast. What's up? Later. That was Roberto. He was talking to me.
We gathered.
I figured that out.
Anyhow, Green Lantern.
No more Gretchen. Now it's going to be Roberto scratching at your door.
No, now it's
Paige.
Paige?
Yeah. I'm a little sad about Gretchen.
Yeah.
She was a good dog.
I know, buddy.
She's in a better place now. She's at a farm upstate.
Evil.
What?
What?
Nay. Huh?
Huh?
Is that a joke I don't get?
Yeah, it's
yeah, when kids are told that they're... Instead of telling your kid that his dog died, you tell him he's playing at a farm upstate.
Oh.
Tim's telling you your dog is dead.
Is that what you're telling me, Tim?
No. Fucking Andy, shut up.
I just wanted to see what he'd do when I told him.
I'll raise this child the way I want to.
All right. Sorry.
Noah being our child.
Yes, I know.
For those of you who didn't catch up. I'm not. Thank you, Noah.
In case you were wondering, I'm not your child.
I was wondering. I was not wondering.
It was back to Green Lantern.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, also, this one of the things was the costume that you worry about going into it, but after a while, you don't really notice it.
Oh, I'll notice it.
Because, well, I mean, after a while, you're just watching the movie. You're not like, I'm going to judge the costume and every time it moves and blah, blah, blah.
Every time it flows.
I assumed that you stopped noticing the costume because you were busy undressing him with your eyes.
There's no need to undress him with your eyes. His abs are just painted green.
Okie dokie.
I hope the mic picked that up.
What was that?
Did you guys hear it at all?
No.
His abs are just painted green from the back room. Yeah. Should have my wife come on and review Green Lantern.
I
doesn't sound like that's going to happen.
No, it's just going to be sounds of drool.
I assume she appreciated Ryan Reynolds and all his glory.
Yes. There's a scene where he's just in some really goofy, like, underwear.
Okay.
And she stopped saying yeah long enough to go, he would never buy that pair of underwear.
I know Ryan Reynolds. He would not buy that underwear.
Well, no, I think she was basing it on his character up till that point.
Oh, okay.
She gets very involved in the world of the movie. That's why she's a good person to see movies
with.
That's
so funny that she gets so involved that she's thinking about the type of underwear he would buy. It wouldn't buy.
Well, I mean, it was particularly goofy looking. Like, I could see her point. But yeah, so I'd say the action sequences were good. The character development was pretty good. Would like to know a little bit more of the backstory between... there was like a couple characters that all grew up as kids, and they keep hinting to it, but you don't really get the full shebangy. And they didn't have faith that you would stay all the way till after the credits, so they run a chunk of credits and then put a scene there, and then if you wait till the end of the credits, you just have the custodial staff looking at you like, get the fuck out, we have another showing.
I hate the fact that you have to sit through the credits to see the little thing.
Especially because there were so many special effects credits. Like, it was Roger Rabbit long.
Well, especially nowadays, like, every movie now, well, not every movie, but lots of movies have so many credits now for everything. It's just like, really? Do I need to see this to just see the whole scene at the end?
Oh, yeah, like, we finally watched Shrek 4 on HBO.
What the fucking fuck?
We had something family-friendly to watch with the kid. It wasn't horrible. It was just sort of, like, really predictable. It's like, oh, so he's sad that he's famous and, like, nobody chases him with pitchforks anymore. And that he's got a family that loves him and his life is easy. That makes him sad. Okay. So it was like it wasn't all that relatable. And it was just, like, the
you were really hoping Shrek would be relatable? Like, this ogre and me, we are on the same page.
I mean that in a way, like, you never got really invested in the story. But, you know, it had its moments. But, yeah, like, you get to the end, and, like, they have everybody up there that's, like, business management and accounting and HR and hiring and, the people who are in charge of, like, checking computers in and out, whatever the hell that's called.
Checking
like,
computers
asset
in and out.
Management or something like that. So, like, it was literally, like anybody who touched anybody who touched anybody who touched this movie had a credit.
You gotta get credit, man.
I guess.
Gotta give credit. That's a whole lot of touches.
Exactly. What Noah just said.
Indeed. What Noah just said.
So I officially say ignore the critics and go check out some Green Lantern. You will not. I don't think you'll be disappointed. I think you'll have a good time at the theater.
I
had a good time.
I would prefer to see Super 8 at this moment.
I want to see Super 8, but I would say Green Lantern is just as worth it. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen them both.
I'm saying like right now that Super 8 interests me more than Green Lantern.
I'm saying right now you can shut the fuck up.
Ooh,
I like that.
Yeah, I like it, Daddy.
Spicy.
All right, that's horribly uncomfortable.
Caliente.
Indeed. just saw Get Him to the Greek last night.
Puff Daddy was so good in that movie.
He was. I was not expecting that.
I don't think anyone was. I think that's why it made it so good.
Yeah. At the end, my wife turns to me. She's like, you know, I was really worried that Puffy was just going to suck ass in this, but he was quite funny.
And that, I can't remember. Someone said, I think he was kind of playing to, you know, that persona that people have of him.
Yeah.
And that's what made it, you know, so funny.
Yeah, but, like, especially when he starts talking about, like, mind fucking people, he's like,
yes.
You feel my dick in your mind? All right, dude.
Oh, man.
I like that movie because it was like it wasn't super obvious about what it was going to do. Like, kind of all the way through, I was sort of expecting it to be like, you know, that Aldous Snow, the Russell Brand character, was going to be, you know, secretly enlightened or like, you know, secretly manipulating this kind of schlubby guy to make his life better or whatever. But like the further and further in you get, like the characters were actually kind of real and kind of complex, and you know, he was like actually self-destructive, not just like, you know, keeping a persona of being self-destructive or whatever. So I guess it's like there was more going on in the movie because there was less going on in the movie than I thought there was. Like it was more real.
I got you, sir. I got you.
I'm sorry. No.
Well, I'm not saying that it was realistic. I'm just saying like the characters and their motivations, like nobody was this, you know, evil genius mastermind manipulating everybody else or whatever, that it was all just sort of like... Like, oh, so this is a bunch of people whose lives are kind of going off the rails.
Yeah, Get Him to the Greek did not really tickle my fancy that much.
I thought you liked it, Tim. Didn't we see it together?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you had enjoyed it as much as I did.
I was all right. I I would not necessarily see it again or recommend someone see it over something else, necessarily. Well, except for maybe Shrek 4.
Yeah, I would recommend it over Shrek 4.
Well, I don't know if I'd recommend... Well, it depends what the movie was, but I would recommend someone going to see it. I'd be like, that is worth a watch, my friend.
Yeah, but Tim, if it's like Shrek 4 or The Backyardigans, Shrek 4.
What's The Backyardigans? Or is that just you looking out the window at your backyard?
Yeah, no. No, there's a little animated thing. I don't even know what... I think it was on Nick Jr. or something like that, but we've got it on Netflix. And if you accidentally scroll past it in the list of Netflix things, my son will start yelling for Hippo. Watch Hippo! Watch Hippo! Watch Hippo! It's like, fuck! Like, I know a lot of... there's a lot of little kids' shows that are kind of shitty, but this one's like the singing's bad, the plots are ridiculous. It's just like... he just likes it because it's colorful. It's like, dude, at least, you know, like, SpongeBob's got something on there for adults. It's got a little bit of humor in it.
Okay.
Well, you'll find out. You got about 2.5 years.
Nope.
Okay.
You'll find out, Tim.
Oh, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, no.
Yes, you will.
Nope.
Mark our words.
I will not mark your words.
You mark
our words
them?
Are marked.
I'm not marking anything.
They are marked. There's nothing you can do about it.
I will send you a
now.
Marker.
It's permanent.
And words.
You can't get out. Not even with spray and wash.
Not even with Resolve.
I resolve to get it out.
Tough, you can't. All right, this has gone to a very stupid place.
Yes.
Well, to be honest, it started in a stupid place.
It kind of did.
But then went to another stupid place.
It's all stupid all the time on Tankcast.
If we were going to start our own radio station, it'd be stupid all the time.
What a stupid name for a radio station. I guess it's appropriate. I thought you were going to say, like, K-Dumb or, like...
Yeah, I really thought you were going to go for, like, call sign.
It'd be...
Sorry, radio station, it would be stupid all the time.
No, that would be the name.
If we're
going to
have a radio station, it would be KTRD. That could be
K-Turd.
Or K-Tard, depends on what you like.
I like turd.
Okay.
So we're pretty sure far into the show, but should we do some tan laughs?
We should.
Laughs, it's time for 10 laughs,
we'll read them on
the show.
Oh, yay!
Oh, Noah, I think just has a little boner.
I don't sense Noah is genuinely excited about these 10 laughs.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Well,
that's
fuck
what I'm
Noah.
Talking about.
So
wow,
excited.
It seems like Matt sent in a bunch.
He did?
Did they?
Not to
they
me.
They didn't just go to me, did they? No, fucked hearts. Oh, that one's just to me. And that one's to fuck. So he sent in 2. I'll read the one that's just to me.
Okay.
All right, so this tan laugh is from Matt, our number one Canadian fan. Tancast number one Canadian. Right, who else is R? Life is like a box of chocolates. It doesn't last long if you're morbidly obese.
That's
awful.
Me. I'm going to talk about something.
Put a pin in it.
We're done with tan laughs.
Put a pin in it.
Yep.
I put a pin in it.
All right.
It is saved.
All right. So this tan laugh comes from Todd. He's our number one forwarding us amusing shit and brightening our day fan. Not his actual title, but it's the title I give him. It's like roulette. I spin the wheel. I open up a Todd email, and sometimes there's naked bits, and sometimes there's funny. And sometimes there's naked funny, and that's even better. So, a hooded robber bursts into a Texas bank and forces the tellers to load a sack full of cash. On his way out the door, a brave Texas customer grabs the hood and pulls it off, revealing the robber's face. The robber shoots the customer without a moment's hesitation. Then he looks around the bank and notices one of the tellers looking straight at him. The robber instantly shoots him too. Everyone else by now, very scared, intently looking at the floor in silence, the robber yells, "Well, did anyone else see my face?" There's a few moments of utter silence in which everyone is plainly afraid to speak. Then one old man tentatively raises his hand while keeping his head down and says, "My wife got a pretty good look at you."
Didn't like that.
It was amusing. I thought it was going to be somebody who was, like, not smart.
Yeah.
Oh, he's smart, all right.
Oh, yeah. He was a little too smart, if you ask me.
I did.
I got one from Matt as well. It says, "Why is it so hard to convict a redneck?"
Why is it so hard to do what?
To convict a redneck.
I don't know.
I don't know why.
Because they don't have any dental records, and all their DNA is the same.
Yes.
I know you said it correctly, but in my head I parsed it as, "Why is it hard to convict a redhead?" I'm like, that's odd. We're going after gingers now?
I would like to go after a ginger.
Well, do it.
They are attractive.
Tim and I are going to have to live vicariously through you now.
I don't think it's going to be very exciting.
The wife and the kids and the inactive penises and all.
Tim's penis is very active.
Oh, yes. It's always, you know, climbing fences, jumping rivers.
Doing hurdles.
It carves its name into trees.
Doing cock push-ups. Oh, so someone, one of you said something about being fat. So I signed up for OkCupid because I was like, I should meet some people, especially single people. Like, yes. Just because everyone I know, most people I know are like either having kids or getting married. But so I saw a couple profiles with larger ladies, which is fine. But under their interests, a lot of food related stuff. I was like, yes, that would explain a lot. Like, I like to eat food. I like to go out and eat. It's like, not to make fun of fat people, but it's like, yes, that's obvious that you.
Oh, so this is the Tancast where you stop making fun of fat people.
I only make fun of one specific fat person.
I see.
Who's that?
Andy.
Oh, just checking.
So, no worries, people. I will still make fun of Andy.
Happy Father's Day to me.
Oh, but another thing is, like, after I had been on there a while, I got this email, like, you know, based on these, you know, algorithms and stats and stuff, you've been rated as a very attractive person. We're going to show you more attractive people now. I was like, what were they showing me before? Like, the bottom of the barrel? Like, this is
I'll go
over
some uglies.
This is the lowest of the low. These people don't even have all their limbs.
How about a three-legged girl with a hump?
Well, she's got all her limbs, but she's also got an extra one, too. I just thought that was funny.
Oddly, it does not make her faster.
Would you... That's an interesting question. Maybe we've covered this before. Would you have an extra limb if it was not socially acceptable, but you could do things better?
Yes. Like, if people would stare at me and think I was a freak, but it was like having a superpower, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
If it was like I could sort file cards faster, no.
You could run faster, for example. Yeah. Like, you had extra leg, and somehow it was set up that you could run faster and jump higher.
Like, if I could run faster, but I could still sit in a car or a chair or whatever without it hurting, yeah.
But I got to special order all my pants and underwear. And like, shoes and socks. Like, they don't sell shoes and socks in stacks of three.
But what if you were alone, Andy? Would it be worth it? Like, you didn't really have a lot of friends.
I don't.
Well,
thanks for reminding me.
More so than now. No. You didn't have a wife. You didn't have a kid.
So I was all alone?
I would say you had a few friends here and there, but maybe more. They're more
like maybe
friends
I just
with
moved
you
to a new city or something like that.
Yeah.
You were more of a freak.
Yeah, then, you know, just running faster is probably not worth the social ostracism. Although, if there was like a bunch of people that would like ostracize me for it, I bet there would be a bunch of other people that would be like fascinated with it.
Yeah, I mean, that was an extreme example. I'm sure if it happened, you would have friends. Not everyone would treat you like a pariah.
Yeah, well, and then there would probably be like, you know, I would be the guy that's solving the three-legged dude fetish for some girls.
So you'd be okay with that? You'd be okay with being
fetishized? I think the universe must be structured in such a way that there are people out there that have fetishes for things that simply don't exist. So when those things come into existence, boom, it's already solved. Like, there's already somebody
looking for it. Well, I know people have fetishes for things that don't exist. Like, don't people have fetishes for, like, centaurs and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I think, you know, as soon as we start, you know, fucking around the genetic code and we start making centaurs, there's already chicks to bang them. Or dudes. There's both. And once we make a couple of them, then there'll be other centaurs to bang them, and then they'll be happier.
And Tim, you just one would flat out no. You wouldn't want any extra thing.
No, yeah, not really. Okay. I don't want the hassle of buying extra crap.
So mostly it's just an economical thing for you?
Always.
I would slip holes in my shirts for the little tiny T-Rex arms.
What if this thing allowed you to make extra money? But above and beyond what it costs to, you know, get
Am I just breaking even, or am I making extra? Am I living the sweet life?
So you make enough money to cover the extra costs plus some.
Like, you could be an athlete, Tim. Like a famous athlete because you ran so damn fast.
I have no interest in running so damn fast. That's the problem.
Yeah, but you like run fast and catch a ball and then like run into the end zone and then make $1 million.
I don't have any desire to do that. I don't need an extra leg to help me do it better.
Bang a bunch of cheerleaders.
For you, Tim, the extra thing would have to be something you would want to do. Regardless if you could do it really well, it'd have to be something you would want to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if somehow my extra limb got me really good at comedy somehow.
I was going to say, what about an extra pair of hands to help you masturbate while you masturbate?
No.
No?
Is that like the exception of masturbating?
Did you say I'd be the inception of masturbating?
Is that like the inception of masturbating?
We got to take it to a deeper level.
Right?
That, you know what would be crazy? You could sit on one pair of hands and then have the other pair of
hands. Wait. Is just now getting crazy?
Yeah, just now. Okay. You can have the other pair of hands jerk you off, so it's like a ghost hand.
Yep. You can be on a bus, like doing things, like, you know, reading a newspaper or whatever, and meanwhile, your two little tiny T-Rex arms are just down there diddling away. Come on, Tim. You'd be living your dream.
I'd be living your dream.
Was that my dream?
It seems to be.
I remember it was one of our dreams.
Ooh, excuse me.
Oh, it's no problem. Oh, we moved yesterday.
Nora. Or Noah.
Yeah, that was crazy. I went out last night, and then I walked from the BART station, which is about a mile and a half away, a little less. As soon as I got home, I'm like, I am incredibly tired.
Really?
Not from just walking a mile, just from the whole day.
Yeah, I mean, you moved, and then you went out, and then you came back, and then you walked a mile and a half. Really? You're tired?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, if it was me, they would have found me sleeping in the BART station this morning. Like, fuck that walk.
I also had to go pee. I hate walking when I have to go pee.
Really?
It just reminds me more that I have to go pee, like the movement.
Yeah, because like every step, your belt's just sitting there on your bladder.
Huh. You don't, it doesn't, like, I hate sitting, like having to sit, so like, you know, if you have to be sitting down somewhere and you have to pee, I like that less than walking. At least
really?
Walking, I feel like there's movement. We're getting things done. We're approaching a solution.
You're getting closer to peeing somewhere?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I mean, technically we're guys, and if you're in a city at night, you can pee anywhere.
In fact, I saw a sign where someone like, had a little thing like, hey, don't pee on my stoop.
San Francisco. Don't
pee
on
my
stoop.
Since 1960. Yeah, walking for me, like, I'd much rather sit down if given the choice. Would I have to pee?
You'd much rather sit down to pee?
No, sit down than walking. Like, if I could ride in a car to get closer to the place where I can pee, I'd much rather do that than have to walk a good distance.
See, I'm going to fight that stigma. I sit down to pee.
As do I.
I didn't used to, but I got tired of cleaning up all the little back splatter.
You little bitches. Tim is lazy.
If I can take a break and take a pee at the same time, why not?
See, there it is. Tim's lazy.
Plus, it leaves your hands free to play with your iPhone. Oh, Tim doesn't have an iPhone.
It leaves my hand free to flip off Andy.
Indeed it does.
I will often check stuff when I'm on my, when I'm peeing. I do pee standing up, but I will hold it off to the side. I'm like, if I drop this, this is going to hit the ground, not the toilet.
Noah's on Foursquare checking in.
Noah, I checked in a toilet.
Noah would be the mayor of every bathroom.
Noah is the mayor of urinal number 4 at the train station bathroom.
That's where the gay folks go.
Noah's riding the Noah ride.
I like to tap my foot 2 times. Not 3 times, 2. Tap it 3, you're asking for something totally different.
What about toilet paper? Is that 4 times? Because sometimes there's no toilet paper, and I got to know how many taps I got to get to.
Well, if you're sitting next to the lady, Jerry's girlfriend, she won't give you any toilet paper. She can't spare any.
She can't spare a square.
Oh, it's a Seinfeld reference.
Yes, it is.
I was listening to Drinking Buddies again this week.
You said people are going to die?
I thought you were talking about Jerry Brandt. It's like, that is a random reference.
Yes, I was catching up on some Drinking Buddies. Oh, I haven't mentioned this on the show yet. Now I have a day job.
Yay!
Right. Oh! Do you want to go more in-depth at all, or you just want to say you have a day job?
Not really.
Okay.
Other than it provides me with the opportunity to listen to podcasts for 8 straight hours.
Very good.
Because I get to listen to podcasts while I work. And I don't have to deal with any customers.
That is nice.
That is one thing that Tim does like. Have you added any new podcasts to your rotation?
Well, I listened to The Morning Stream.
You said people are going to die?
Uh-huh.
Which is from the guys who do Film Sack.
Oh, they do. How do you like that?
It was all right, except they also do a version of Tan Fights.
Those bastards.
I know. Clearly they've started it before we did. I was like, son of a bitch.
Well, geeks have been doing this for as long as there's been superheroes to pit against each other.
True, but in podcast form. However, theirs is less them discussing it and making jokes about it. Theirs is just like, so this person, there's this person. Vote and talk about it in the forums. I'm like, oh, well, we sort of, that was sort of an afterthought to the, like, we just want to make fun of the things as they're fighting.
Yes.
I also, Kevin Smith has a morning show on Sir, the Smodcast internet radio, and he was gone for a week, so the guys from Tell 'em Steve Dave were taking over. I was listening to that, and that was a good 2 hours, a chunk to listen to.
You enjoyed it?
Before they get pulled off the archive or whatever, you should go listen to those. Quinn was funny.
Did you listen to anyone's I suggested?
Nope.
All right.
That's what I was going to say. That's how I caught up on some Drinking Buddies. I've been pretty behind.
Okay.
Way to go, Drinking Buddies. You're doing it.
I was really enjoying the stuff with Paul Provenza. The only downside was wherever they were recording, like I had the volume cranked all the way up, and then I was shoving my earbuds into my ears.
Oh, because it was quiet?
Yeah. Yeah, and like a couple of times they'd like lean away from whatever mic they'd set up. I got the feeling that like they'd gone to him as opposed to him coming into the studio or something.
Mm-hmm.
But wherever the mic was set up, it definitely needed to be closer to people's mouths.
Nice. There you go, Jerry and Chris. Andy's calling you assholes and saying you can't do your shit.
Yeah, that's right, assholes.
I think you're doing great, and I have no criticism, but fuck him. Andy apparently wants to piss in your Kool-Aid.
Right in it. And then he wants to stir it around with his dick.
Well, that was not going to get stirred very well. You know what I'm talking about? The top inch or so of the Kool-Aid will get stirred up.
Oh, I will stir the fuck out of the top inch of that Kool-Aid. Never you worry about that top inch.
Good times.
Indeed. So, no, I know you're sleepy, but do we want to continue this long enough to do a tan fight?
Yeah.
Tim, all right. Your week to do it?
It is. So let's get started with the Monday Night Tan Fights.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday Night Tan Fights!
All right, new daddy.
That's right, we're recording on Father's Day.
Indeed.
Tim versus his baby.
Tim Go. Loses.
Baby wins.
Exactly.
Because we know how punchy mommy is.
All right, giggles. So funny. I was trying to think of a tan fight up until like we were recording, and I like the first part of this episode, I was trying to decide what we wanted to do for a tan fight.
Been there.
And I was thinking I wanted to do something Star Wars versus Star Trek, and I was originally thinking red shirt versus stormtrooper, people who can't shoot versus people who get shot.
I was gonna say that's like it's the opposite of the irresistible force and immovable object.
Exactly. But I decided that kind of only has that one joke and then we're done. So instead, Neelix versus Jar Jar Binks. It's a shitty contest.
Indeed.
Who can out shitty the shittiness?
Nick Neelix.
Wait, are we voting for who wins the actual fight or for who's
shitty?
Yes,
we are voting for who wins the actual fight. I'm just, you know, this is the hype. This is the Rumble in the Jungle part of it.
Is Neelix that cook guy?
Yeah, he's the cook guy from Voyager.
Yep.
He's a shitty character?
Oh my god. Yes. Noah.
I don't know, he seemed alright to me.
Like the actor did what he could with it, but like, yeah.
They tried to write him as
kind of the, I don't know, comedic break or something? I have no idea what they were trying to go for with him.
He seemed like kind of like the Guinan of that show.
Yeah,
no, but they were also trying to make him like the naive outsider or whatever who didn't get human customs, except they wrote it like he was just an idiot. Like, you would never believe that dude could pilot his own spacecraft. You wouldn't believe that dude could get a fork to his face.
He's so obnoxiously chipper.
Yeah, that too.
So, let's just take a quick break here so I can tell you what I see out my window. I see one bum pushing another bum in a shopping cart covered in blankets. Like, but all you can see of the other bum is like a head and like a foot kind of sticking out.
Noah,
get your iPhone out. Take a picture.
No. Run down there. Tap the dude in the shopping cart and go, hey, my turn.
No, take a picture. iPhone.
Wait, let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to get it. Oh, come on, iPhone. You can do it. Don't be so slow. Fuck it, hey.
That'll be a nice thing about the next version. Quick access to the phone app.
All right, I got a picture. I don't know if you'll be able to see the guy.
You said people are going to die?
Anyways, back to the tan
fight. Well, we'll post it. We'll post it just the same. Yep. People can figure it out if they want. Oh, well, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Getting rid of the GPS tagging.
Just getting rid of any sort of identifying features so that people don't know what's right outside Noah's window.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I shot it, I don't think you could really tell.
And anything. I don't really think that we've got the sort of fans that are going to be, like, showing up, like, knocking on all the doors in Noah's neighborhood. Hey, are you Noah?
He does have a protective gate. He should be fine.
Yes.
And have
unless
a big
we got
black
any
bat.
Hot single lady listeners, and they want to go for the Noah ride.
And I have a big black bat that I'll beat you with.
Yes. He keeps it in his pants at all times, so you can never surprise him.
And actually, I have a knife.
He also keeps that in his pants at all times. Although that's not a sexual joke.
Nope. I bought it when I knew I was going to be moving to the city.
I was like, I catch you, mate.
It doesn't seem like that bad. Like, I walked a mile and a half last night around, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, no one's bothering me. People are out. I mean, I'm
You're
sure it depends on what neighborhood you go through.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I walk down Hollywood Boulevard in the middle of the night. It doesn't mean it's a good area.
Although people don't really think I'm black. Like, I've been told, oh, you're not black. I'm like, what? But I'm fucking, my dad is black. Well, how much more black can I be?
Listen, I assure you I'm black.
You could be twice as black, technically.
It's just funny that people associate blackness with, like, an attitude and, you know, things they're into as opposed to your nationality or race.
Oh, yeah, like super militant black people telling you you're not black enough.
Oh.
Andy says that as though that's happened to him many times and he's very bitter about it.
No, Noah and I were just talking about this.
Oh, Navy SEALs.
So that is something I will talk about. I met someone on OkCupid and they were very militant black. Like, they thought I could not see, like, the race relation problems because I was
I love that you're being so polite that you're not saying she, as if that would give away who this was.
I said she.
No, you said I met somebody, they blah blah blah. Like, you left the pronouns out.
Oh, I wasn't doing it on purpose. It was a she.
Andy, you're interrupting with irrelevant information again.
I'm sorry. But I'll do it again. Yeah,
she was saying I couldn't see the problems with, you know, white and black people relations because I was raised by a white person. But I was like, well, by that same argument, your viewpoint is going to be skewed because you were raised in, you know, the environment where, you know, you felt oppressed by white people. And
what'd she say to that?
She was just saying, you know, you don't see it. Your mother was white. You know, you grew up in this, you know. It's like, yeah, I'm
sure.
Wait,
so she didn't actually respond to what you said?
Not really.
No, there you go. She loses.
And that is the last time I talked to her. I was like, I do not want to be, like, oh, so, like, one thing she was saying, you know, white people don't know where, you know, the blues come from. And, you know, they don't learn these things. I'm like, well, you could teach them. She's like, that's not my job. I'm like, well, if you're not teaching them, you're not helping the problem. Like, I'm like, nothing's ever going to get better if it's always an us versus them thing.
And what she said to that?
You know, I don't remember.
That's not my job is what you told me she said.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, she did say, well, you know, when part. I was, yeah, she's like, you know, it's my job to teach, you know, my brothers and sisters, but it's not my job to, you know, teach the white people. I was just like, oh, wow, you are just too heavy for me.
Oh, she was fat?
No.
That was the weirdest laugh. From both of us.
Anyways, back to the TAM fight.
All right, back to the TAM fight. So, Neelix versus Jar Jar Binks?
Well, in terms of being annoying, I mean, yeah, Jar Jar.
So, did Neelix have any type of fighting skill? Like, Jar Jar just kind of bumbled his way through things.
No, Neelix had, like, run and hide skills.
I mean, he was under the suit, he's a pudgy, overweight white guy.
Oh, yeah, I know what the actor looks like.
A pudgy middle-aged white guy is what I was trying to... A pudgy and also overweight. Nice, Tim. Yeah. Just a soggy middle-aged white dude. So, and I don't think he had any special... Like, his species had any sort of powers.
Nope.
So, was he generally disliked, Neelix?
By fans or by cast? I mean, like, crew or whatever.
Fans.
Yeah,
he was not a popular character.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. I mean, I knew Jar Jar Binks was not like...
Although I read this one blog where this person said that they got into Star Trek through Voyager, so that was their favorite Star Trek, and so that they weren't into the Kirk era stuff. I was like, you can fucking die.
Wow.
You guys are hateful.
Well, name all the episodes that end, or all the series that end with a big, fat fucking Deus Ex Machina. That's it, right there. Like, literally, that series ended, like, they jumped the last 15 years or whatever it was going to be before they got back to Earth, by having Janeway travel back in time to grab the crew and, like, just sort of also destroy the Borg on their way back to the Alpha Quadrant. So, like, in one episode, they wiped out, like, the greatest threat to humanity, to humanity's existence, just sort of, like, on their way to also magically getting home. instantaneously.
I didn't think they actually wiped out the Borg.
Well, they wiped out the Borg Queen and that huge Nexus.
Out the Borg Queen more than once.
That's true.
Booyah. So anyway, back to the stand fight.
Yes. Booyaka, booyaka.
So, yeah, Neelix couldn't do anything, could he? Like, other than cook?
Could he work a phaser?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to say Neelix.
What if he doesn't have a phaser? What if it's just hand-to-hand combat?
I think Jar Jar's got him for reach.
Jar Jar, I guess. But he's just so bumbling.
But Jar Jar also seems spongy.
Like you hit him and
he seems like you could... Yeah, like a frog. Like you could just dislocate him.
What's sad is like they're both going to run away once they realize they have to fight each other.
Yeah.
And so I would say I would give it to Jar Jar because while running away, he's going to bless you.
Thank you.
I would say I'd have to give it to Jar Jar because while he's running away, he's going to trip over something that's going to fall on Neelix and kill him.
I think if you gave Neelix a reason to fight, you know, like Kes or whatever,
like Jar Jar's fucking Kes and that's, yeah. That's why Neelix is finally him.
Yep. You're so hot ass.
You saw like as I tap to that?
I'm not getting the reference.
Oh, it was his girlfriend at the beginning of the show. And like two seasons in, they wrote her out.
You're not getting the reference of Jar Jar having sex being funny? I mean, there's not... You don't need a lot of backstory.
I don't know who Kes is.
So?
And he explained it.
Yep.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I didn't know Kes was a girl. I had no idea who Kes was.
This is the strangest argument we've ever had. I don't know. It doesn't matter, but it's handled. But it didn't matter. Okay, but we can move on. But it does.
I don't know if that's the strangest argument we've ever had. That is it's a long list of stuff.
That is true. In fact, I think we're about to have the strangest argument. So I think that Neelix could, if he had a reason to fight, I think he could take Jar Jar.
I have to say Jar Jar just looks more physically fit and literally, like, he would luck his way into fucking up Neelix on accident. Whereas Neelix has no luck.
Well, only if you let George Lucas write the weak-ass shit to...
Unless Tuvok is there to pull his ass out of it, Neelix can't do anything.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck. Okay, I'm switching my vote.
So, does Neelix have a weapon or no?
No, Neelix has no weapon.
Okay, yeah, then I guess Jar Jar. I'd go Jar Jar.
So, fully hand-to-hand, yeah, like, even if they didn't get within striking distance, Jar Jar does have... Like,
how tall is Jar Jar?
It's like 7 feet or something like that.
Yeah.
No. He's 7 feet?
When he stands up straight? Yeah, because he's stooping all the time, and his like neck's not up all the way.
Ah. All right, then, yeah. It's Jar Jar by a miracle.
No, I would say the miracle would be they kill each other.
Oh, yeah.
1.96 meters.
The planet that was supposed to fall on Chewbacca falls on them.
What did you say it was, Noah? 1.96?
Yeah.
So he's, what does that make him, about 6'5"?
6'5", according to this Wikipedia website.
Look at me go.
Do with it what you will.
I will do with it what I will. Okay, so, could Superman rape Jar Jar Binks?
Fuck it. You know, wouldn't it be hilarious though if Jar Jar Binks somehow managed to luck himself into not getting raped?
Like, what if the sun around Naboo has some sort of Superman power canceling out abilities?
And what if Superman was weak and Jar Jar Binks tripped and his dick fell on Superman's ass?
Oh, dear.
The tables have been turned.
Or what if he was on Tatooine and there was two yellow suns? And so Superman had more power and raped Jar Jar in half. That would be the happiest ending ever.
Yep, you could rape him into a smear.
I think you could rape him in half anyways.
Probably.
Yes, but he didn't necessarily mean to, but the double sun, what could he do?
Indeed.
Oh, well.
And then Superman would cry.
I think with the double sun, he would rape him into a glistening pink ring around the planet. Just
and
in
the
orbit.
People of Tatooine would lift Superman on their shoulders, and there would be a big celebration. Yup, nup. Hee-gah, yup, nup.
Yep, they would bring out the Ewok Tabernacle Choir to sing.
Well, that's the only song of celebration in the galaxy.
Indeed.
And then Superman would just take turns raping Ewoks.
Wiping his dick off with Ewok carcasses.
Oh, God! Oh, dear.
I'll see if I can find it, but somebody did like a punk or metal or something like that cover of Yub Nub.
Well, naturally.
And I think that we should use it under this as the celebration music for Jar Jar's victory.
I was definitely going to use Yub Nub.
Okay.
Yubby Nub Nub, Dub Dub Dub, Shub Dub Dub, Do We Do.
All right. All right. We are clearly at the end of the show.
Indeed.
Noah is just speaking gibberish.
As you and I say, Neelix, Yub Nub, Jar Jar.
Testicles.
Yep.
And Andy has run out of even words. He's got to reload his words, Gatling gun.
Brain, mouth.
I just want to say welcome back to all the students who are now catching up on TanCast after school is out.
Yep, welcome back.
There have been a couple of people commenting about how they're behind, but they're catching up again. So by the time they get to this, they will have caught up.
Welcome back, Carter.
Huzzah.
All is right in the world.
Yep.
Indeed.
All right, Noah, will you go tap some hot ass and send us pictures?
I will not be tapping any hot ass.
Okay, we'll go tap some bum ass and send us pictures.
All right, I'll get on it.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye. Have a week.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
All right, now, Andy, that's going to be edited out of the show. So
oh, damn it. I thought
keep that shit to yourself.
I thought I could get away with just that.
No.
Nope.
Damn it. So, which episode number is this?
I don't know, Noah. What episode number is it?
155?
154, it looks like.
Oh, is it?
Yes. I said Noah because Noah never knows the episode number.
I know.
I hate you.
Okay.
We all hate Tim.
Good. As long as it's unanimous.